Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 17th of March. China has finally put in place a plan to boost consumption. This has been expected for some considerable time. Details are still limited at this stage, but there seems to be a more practical and focused approach than was the case with last year's attempts to support the economy. A focus on increasing incomes and improving pensions might help to reduce consumers' fear of the future. And it is fear of the future that seems to have been constraining China's consumer spending so far, primarily by keeping the savings rate relatively high. The question is whether the rest of the world cares that much. Economic nationalism means that an increase in domestic consumption may not lead to a rush to buy foreign brands. China's propensity to import European clothing brands, for instance, has fallen for some time. The language used in state media about Europe, the UK, and the US is unlikely to encourage consumers to buy products that are conspicuously from foreign countries, although less conspicuous exports may continue to China. China's retail sales data was slightly stronger than expected in February, but the Lunar New Year holiday does offer some complications in forecasting these figures. Meanwhile, the United States averted a government shutdown over the weekend. This would have been an additional negative blow to the US economy. However, US President Trump has been reiterating their intention to aggressively tax US consumers. Steel and aluminium tariffs will not have any exemptions, and on 2nd of April there will be so-called reciprocal tariffs, which could potentially hit a quite sizable part of US consumer spending on goods. Financial markets are still not inclined to price in the effect of some of the broader proposals, for instance, somehow covering VAT, which would be a targeted US sales tax in retaliation for a universal foreign sales tax. Weakness in markets to date probably owes more to the erratic nature of policy and the ensuing uncertainty rather than expectations of a more extreme tax burden per se. We have US retail sales data today for February. This includes the effects of inflation, so those soaring egg prices will have pushed up retail sales values, although volumes may shrink with a declining number of US households that can actually afford to purchase eggs. It also includes restaurant spending. A couple of trends to look for in this data. There has been some suggestion in the patterns of spending that Democrat-leaning voters rushed to buy larger items in advance of expected trade taxes, and that there's now some kind of payback for that, which would imply weaker consumer spending now on things like electronics and consumer durable goods. There has also been some discussion about a scaling back of restaurant spending as US consumers get more nervous about the economic outlook. Against this, there is the caution of partisan bias in reporting by both companies and media. While the economic outlook may have changed in the United States, it's not clear that US households are actually experiencing that right now, especially if they're not news junkies. While the substance of economic damage may emerge in the future, February was going to be more about spin than substance. One area where spin does matter is the dollar's reserve currency status, and there has been a very early warning signal on this. There are media reports that the US administration has been ignoring or defying court orders, specifically around deportations. The issue here is not labor supply. Large-scale deportations are not happening, but rule of law. A reserve currency status depends on investors having confidence to store their money in a certain location. There are various characteristics of a reserve currency, but the ability to get the money out on demand and certainty that the money is safe are critical to reserve status. In both these things, the reserve currency does not have to be perfect. It does have to be better than the next possible alternative. If general questions arise about whether the Trump administration is intending to follow the rule of law, whether those questions are justified or not, the dollar's reserve status itself may be called into question. We're not at that stage yet, but with trade likely to decline relative to GDP and geopolitical allegiances shifting, the very remote chance of a change in reserve status for the dollar may now be a little less remote. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.